We were both blessed. I was left half blind when a truck knocked me off my bike. A little over 4 years later, during the Christmas season in 2011, I felt prompted to ask a brother I had known in a previous ward for a priesthood blessing. I saw this brother only from time to time, so I didn't understand why I should ask him. I knew there were other worthy priesthood holders I could ask instead. In the weeks that followed, the feeling that I needed a blessing became stronger. I was serving as a temple worker in the Frankfurt, Germany temple, so I decided to ask one of the brethren there for a blessing. After I made this decision, the brother I had been impressed to ask entered the temple. I immediately knew this wasn't a coincidence. Heavenly Father wanted me to ask this brother specifically. I worked up my courage and asked to talk with him after his session. He agreed. Later, I explained that I didn't know why, but I felt I needed a blessing from him. He said he would be happy to help. He invited another brother into the room and then began giving me a blessing. As he finished, I was confused. The blessing was nice, but there was nothing particularly special about it. Then I opened my eyes. When I opened my eyes, I could see the whole room almost clearly. I couldn't believe it. I asked the brother if he knew why he was the one who needed to give me this blessing. His response humbled me. "I don't think this blessing was only for you," he said. "It was for me, too. I'm giving my niece a blessing tomorrow because she is getting baptized. Our family is not active in the church, and she is the first family member to be baptized in almost 20 years. Many in our family will attend the baptism, and I wasn't sure my faith was strong enough to give the blessing. Now I know I can do it." In the days that followed, my vision improved enough that I no longer needed my white cane. I wrapped it and gave it as a Christmas gift to this brother along with a letter. "I know this is not the staff of Moses," I wrote, "but I hope it reminds you of the priesthood power that you hold. Heavenly Father loves us and delights to bless us. This blessing at Christmas not only restored my sight, but also gave a humble priesthood holder confidence in his priesthood service." End of the story, We Were Both Blessed by Anna Fingerle, Hesse, Germany. Read by Bree.